Hello, lovey. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, also known as Mystical Charms. And we have made it to our 10th season. And in this season, we will be talking about working with deities or working with gods and goddesses. So I have compiled a list in the description of all the gods and goddesses and magical figures in folklore that I personally work with, okay? The ones that I go to the most and the ones that I frequent, the ones that are deeply connected to me, and the ones that not only have I been taught about, but I've also built up relationships with, and mostly the ones that I agree with, the ones that I feel as though what they're, you know, what they bring to the table, you know, what they're about, their moral system, all that. I do have a blended list here, but there is a reason why. So we are going to go through all of that once we progress through the season. So I am intending this to be 10 full episodes. This is just the intro, just a little, you know, talking, you know, rambling about the stuff that we are going to get into. But we are going to go with, you know, Hispanic and African traditional religions, Asian gods and goddesses, biblical figures, Egyptian gods and goddesses, biblical demons, European deified saints, Greek gods and goddesses, and deities known, like I said again, in popular folklore. This series is not intended to project anything or project beliefs onto anyone or to, you know, force anyone to believe a certain thing. This really is for me to just share with you the deities that I work with. This way, if you are working with me, getting work done from me, or any of my associates through Karma's Eye Psychics, also known as Mystical Charms, that we are clear about the, you know, the entities that we work with. This way, it comes to no surprise as to, you know, what kind of energy and power is behind what we do. I don't want to ever have to feel like anyone was misguided, you know, or, you know, mistaken or deceived in any way. I like to be very, very transparent about everything. So you do know that I am an eclectic witch. I am a psychic medium, and I do dabble in the light and the dark arts. Okay, everything is done obviously cruelty free, right? Everything is ethically sourced. Okay, no harm comes to any persons, place, things, animals, anything. Okay, but we will get into the history of how these deities were worshipped in the past. How are they worshipped today? We will talk about things such as, you know, burnt sacrifices and burnt offerings from how it was done in the past. However, I myself do not offer that. but I do go on to, I have published a writing on my website in regards to working with ancestors. I definitely would preface that before you, you know, dive into this series. This way there's no misunderstandings, okay, in regards to, you know, working with deities, where it's not particularly worship, where we are honoring rather than worshiping. So the difference between worshiping and honoring is more that the god or goddess or entity, you know, seeks you out. Okay, you build the connection, you are drawn to them, or because they were drawn to you first. Keep that in mind, okay? And that you build a relationship with them, you know, see where they fit into your life, see where you fit into their whole energy and their purpose, okay? Because their purpose usually will reflect your purpose and vice versa, okay? As to why they would seek you out in the first place. And giving offerings, giving thanks, and honoring them, you know, letting people know which particular entity helped you with this particular issue and showing your gratitude. Worshiping, on the other hand, is being completely obsessive and only doing certain things, you know, to a set of rules, okay, and dedicating every part of your life, you know, to someone or something, okay? That's like when people say we worship our spouse, okay? I do not particularly worship these entities, but I do show gratitude to these entities because they exist as much as we exist in the same spaces. It might not be in the same dimension, but we exist in the same, in general, space with each other. So they're helping us in a way, and we're helping them in a way. We're getting their name out there while giving us help, okay? Worshiping, you know, also implies that you have to constantly give praise to a god or entity, whether or not they help you or not, whether or not they're there or not, okay? It's more of a programmed type situation, where honoring is kind of like, I understand the relationship, and, you know, there might be a season when this entity is involved and a season when they are not involved in my life, okay? And during different situations and so forth and so on, okay? So, you know, honoring, worshiping, two different things. So these are the gods that I honor. All the gods mentioned, and goddesses and deities and deified saints, you will find on my website. You will find products and services dedicated to them, okay, or honoring them, okay, that have inspired me. You'll see likenesses of them. You will see candles, you know, baths, oils, whichever, okay, in honor of them, okay. And a lot of this, you know, has been psychically, you know, and spiritually inspired by them, okay? So also, just a quick note, like I said in the beginning, these entities reach out to me. Now, my list is not going to be the same as somebody else's list. Now, there might be similar, okay, in, you know, deities and energies, okay, but it's never going to be exactly the same, okay? Everybody has a list of energies that they work with or that work well with them, okay? We do not all work with everyone or everything. Not everything will work with us. We all have a journey, okay? And through that journey, we pick up when we are ready. They seek us out when they know we are ready. There's a lesson to be learned. There's a part of us that needs to grow. And there is, you know, a oneness that needs to be made. And it's not going to always be the 100% the same. They are all intertwined. This whole universe is pretty much a spider web of connections. Okay? So there really is no black and white of it. But this is definitely the very gray, very exciting area of what spirit and what this universe is made out of, okay? Again, I am always going to be trying to connect the physical with the metaphysical because of the whole, you know, thing about to be a god or to be a goddess, right? Or to be a deity, understanding the god and goddesses within us rather than without us. There's something about the entities that seek us that's already in us. We have subconsciously and psychically unlocked it, and now that part is reaching, like, it's reaching out to us, but from within. And I know that was a mouthful, but that's what this whole series is about. By the time we get to the last episode, I will have it clear what it is that I am saying to you. So understand, these are the entities that I work with. And also, this list is without judgment as well. I'm not afraid to share the entities that I work with, okay? Because it's not like it's a secret or any type of gatekeeping, okay? But it is good for you to know, especially, like I said, if you are seeking out to do work with me or to work with me, Okay, so it's always good to reach out to people who honor the same deities and entities as you, because like I said, there's that oneness again. And you realize that the oneness is the wholeness. Okay, all right, my lovey. So welcome to this series. I really hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Until next time, bye, loveys.